we're doing. We'll talk to you about anything at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line here tonight. Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. They are free. And the top story over at freetalklive.com earlier, may still be there, I haven't looked, is this gun story, the 3D gun, the Liberator, as it is called. Cody Wilson was the creator. He's released it to the world, and the world has responded by downloading it probably, 100,000 times right out the gate from the website, I think I heard.
That was a number that I'd heard.
Yeah.
It's probably been...
It's now been torrented.
500,000? Just guessing? Just taking a wing at it?
Downloaded even further, and now the government appears to be insisting on giving this guy as much publicity as possible. Because
it's called the Streisand effect.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Streisand effect? So... Yeah, you can actually Google that, and you'll get a result on Wikipedia. But essentially, it's where you try to hide something, and it just makes it go viral.
Right, because they're trying to crack down on this Liberator. The plans. The guy has been allegedly threatened. The letter that was sent by the government seems to kind of dance around an actual threat, but it's scary enough to get a letter from the federal government. So he's decided to pull down his plans from his website, but that doesn't mean that they're gone, because this is the internet, and as soon as something's put out there, and especially after attention has been brought to it by something like the federal government in this case, then it just spreads like wildfire. And that's what's happening now. Johnson, there are some other things you wanted to say about this.
There's some other thoughts. I mean, so, Mark, you said that, it'd be particularly easy to get out the first 3D printable gun. Well, I don't think that it's just limited to defense distributed. I mean, there's countries all around the world that don't have to deal with the United States Defense Department. And, my first immediate thought is, what if someone says, hey, your American design is crap. We make Kalashnikov 3D printable. Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I like the Italian Russian guy that we're talking to here.
Italian Russian. It's Russian.
All right, whatever.
We make 3D printable Makarov. All these different guns and whatnot, and all these different designs, there's going to be designers from around the world that start in on this project.
Yeah.
And, they'll start, they've got a jumping off point now. They've got the first one, just modify it.
So many people were excited about Facebook being used as an activism tool in, the Middle East, Egypt, Tunisia, Iraq, these kind of things. And this really is no different. This is an activism tool. I'm not saying that these guns necessarily will bring down, some other regime, but regimes hate that somebody can do can stand up in any way, because they've got soldiers, and soldiers are human beings, and soldiers don't want to be hated and killed by the people that they, over whom they lord. They'll take the hate part because it kind of doubles as respect, but they certainly don't want to die for this crap because they're not getting paid that well either.
Mm.
Yeah,
so they're going to weigh that.
And governments have been very diligent about controlling weapons, because they understand that governments, in their mind, should be the only ones that have access to weapons, because they want to control people. And as soon as the average person gets their hands on a firearm or a knife or anything that they can defend themselves with, it makes them less reliant on the state. The state wants people to be defenseless so they can claim to be their answer. So they can claim, if you're in trouble, just call 911. Of course, when, seconds count, 911 operators and officers
cops are
minutes
away. Yeah.
But that doesn't matter to the state. What matters is that you don't have the ability to defend yourself.
It's far more important to the state that you not have the ability to have some kind of armed uprising, or just to have the... Because a gun can make somebody feel more powerful, too. And just to have that, the feeling that one has by having a gun or a weapon... They don't want you to have that. They'd much rather see people die as victims of crime.
So some other interesting things to point out about this gun is that one of the things that's been brought up about it is that it has a completely smooth barrel.
So the aim isn't going to be great.
No, not necessarily.
You can't trace the bullet.
You can't trace the bullet, exactly.
Now, rifling is there for a reason.
Sure, yeah, I agree with you. But, okay, so what if they come up with a way to rifle the gun that, again, it's being 3D printed. What if they come up with a rifle the barrel that's not traceable? Those are things that could potentially happen. Another thing is one thing that's already happened with these 3D printable guns is that, 30-round magazine bans are becoming popular in many states, like New York, and Connecticut and Massachusetts and wherever else. One of the first things is to print these huge drum magazines, like massive things that
extend 100-round drums.
Hundred round drums that go into like 9mm pistols. Just crazy, crazy things have already been made with
this awesome
3D printing. So,
and these are hard to find, by the way. Just none of these unusual things, but just a standard 30-round magazine are very difficult to find, especially with the fear over gun regulations. They've been basically selling out on a lot of gun websites. So, printing it might be your only option. Option to get one,
right? But here's the other thing. So the other thing that these governments are crazy about cracking down on guns like the AR-15, because of the fact that they can single shoot fire as rapidly as someone can press the trigger, and of course many places obviously fully automatic weapons are completely banned. But what if someone comes up with one that can be 3D printed?
It won't take long. The fact is that, you know, when you're talking about the internet and Moore's law, which says that technology doubles every 18 months or something like that, it will not be long before the Liberator, which is essentially single shot. Does it have a magazine in it that advances around each time?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think so.
I think you'd have to load around every time. That was just what I imagined. Anyway,
maybe.
Let's call it a single shot just for the purpose of this discussion. The Liberator, a single shot weapon, will soon evolve very quickly online into a fully automatic weapon that you can print that will be made of plastic and not fall apart pretty quickly. So I don't know what that's going to look like, and I don't know how that's going to change human interaction, but it is an issue of freedom. Because currently what people say to themselves is it's okay for soldiers and it's okay for police and it's okay for the government-sanctioned people to have these weapons because they're trained. And that's a euphemism for they'll do what we tell them to.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of stories of soldiers killing themselves, killing other people. There are all kinds of stories of police, you know, committing atrocities, killing people around the world and in the United States. You pick your country. It's out there. These people are not any better than you and I. That's it.
So, I mean, essentially what's going to happen is that I think that we're definitely entering an era where morality can no longer be legislated. And what I mean by that is you know, we're entering an era where maybe somebody can just put out we're going to put out a 100,000 Bitcoin bounty on someone. And anybody who decides to do so can print their own weapon and go and collect.
Yeah, things are changing, and they're changing rapidly. And that's another thing government doesn't like. They don't like not being able to influence these things.
Governments want to be the only one that can put a bounty on somebody's head.
Yeah.
They don't like the idea of drug cartels doing it, that's for sure. They don't like the idea of people having anonymity.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that are going, oh my God!
Absolutely. I'm not for this.
Right.
I'm just pointing out what the internet is bringing. You can blame Free Talk Live.
Well, we gotta regulate the internet then.
You can blame Free Talk Live all you want, but the
internet is terrifying.
The fact is that people are downloading music right now, whether I say I'm for it or against it. People are going to download music right now. I'm only predicting the future. People can now download guns. In a few years, they'll be able to download automatic weapons. There's online currencies that are virtually anonymous. People could do hits on each other.
We need CISPA and SOPA and flippity-dibba.
And you can buy drugs online now, too, thanks to anonymizing services like Tor and Bitcoin.
Yep. So. The banking organizations,
everything's
major
upended.
Businesses are online. They're buying and selling. There's no way the government can go on there. The government would crash the economy by shutting down the internet. At this point, it is too integral. There's nothing they can do. Nothing.
Yeah, their days are numbered, really. And
Agree with you.
By the way, I'm going to take a stand. By the way, I'm going to take a stand that I'm against firearms, all of them. I'm against ballistic weapons. I'm against all of them. I'm against pointy, sharp objects shoved into people. I'm against every form of violence. That's my stance.
I'm against violence. I'm not against firearms, though. Firearms aren't really meant to be used.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the 3D-printed gun. The plans are out, and you can get them, even though you can't get them from the official website, because the federal government has attempted to intimidate the owner, the operator of Defense Distributed, Cody Wilson, with a threatening letter. We can continue that discussion here in moments. In fact, I've got Cody's opinion on what their letter had to say. And we'll get to your calls as well at 855-450-FREE.
It's a Mother's Day alert. If you don't have a Mother's Day gift yet, you really need to get cracking. Here's an idea. ProFlowers.com has just a whole variety of different arrangements. If you go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL, you'll get special offers that we have for our listeners there. Specifically, the among many dozens of offers is at the top of the page is one dozen rainbow roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Or you can double the roses and get 24 rainbow roses and some chocolates for $29.98. Now, that's the arrangement that we got at my house. It's beautiful. It's they last a long time for roses. It's just amazing to see them just keep on trucking. And you can go to, like I said, proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL. ProFlowers was recently awarded the highest customer satisfaction with online flower retailers by J.D. Powers & Associates. Now, that's a pretty nice thing to be able to say. They've got a full... they'll last a full week or your money back. So there you go. Your flower is going to last a long time. It's a beautiful bouquet. Your mother's going to be delighted by it. And all you have to do is go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL. Go ahead and do it now.
It's on the front page of our website. It is also on our Facebook page. Let's see. Some people are saying it's a bad file. And I think that maybe what's going on is they're not knowing what a torrent is. Otherwise, the claim is that the torrent that we've posted may contain a bad file. But I don't know if that's true or not. I think maybe people might be confused that and think that we've actually posted the plans to the gun, when what we've posted is a torrent that will actually download the plans
right
to this 3D-printed gun. You have to have a torrent receiving program in order to be able to actually get the file itself.
Right. So something like uTorrent.
Yeah, uTorrent's a great program. It's free. Would recommend you download uTorrent, then try clicking the torrent link that you'll see on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Also on the front page, freetalklive.com. There's a news article there about it. Let's go to Travis. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Travis.
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is the,
hey, what's on your
first
mind?
Time I've ever called. Not much. This is the first time I've ever called in. I just want to say great show. I've been listening.
Welcome, sir.
I just want to tell you all, I know you're talking about Cody and his 3D gun. I hadn't heard it mentioned. I hadn't caught the whole show tonight, but he did print last year it was at least semi-automatic, the bottom for the AR-15, the lower, you know, with the ATF, the gun. And he went through 600 rounds in it before it malfunctioned, at last I heard.
So that means that he had the receiver and everything from an AK-47 already.
It was
what's that?
It was an AR-15.
AR-15, excuse
me. They've done AKs as well, though.
So but he's printed portions of the weapon on a 3D printer, right?
Yeah, I'd say that was the most important part, because that is the regulated part by the ATF, you know, which they consider the actual gun. I do know the bolt was the standard AR-15 bolt, but as you guys have been talking about, I'm sure we'll evolve, and eventually they'll get around that somehow. Someone will. But yeah, I just want to fill you guys in on that. I'm not sure about the Liberator being a single shot, but I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm glad you guys are talking about it, and I kind of want to see where it goes from here. So,
I think it's very interesting. It's going to, you know, the predictions have always been that the Internet's going to change the world. The question is exactly how, and I don't think folks know. You know, governments have traditionally been very, very bad in the area of customer service. That's really not where they excel. If you look at throughout human history, they're really, really bad at customer service. The state, the idea of the state, killed more people in the 20th century than anything else. It's fascinating. Once you see power distributed to the hands of the people, people always talk about power to the people. They don't really want it. So what's it going to be like?
And they are panicked. I just thought it was impressive because that was an AR shoot. Was it 5.56 rounds, something like that? Because you guys were talking about the Liberator, and the smaller rounds won't cause it to malfunction. But he's definitely done it with some plastic parts, the most important part of it. And it was plastic with some, you know, large rounds. And the video's on YouTube and a bunch of other places. I just want to let you guys know.
Impressive. Thanks, Travis, for the call tonight. Appreciate your
thoughts.
Guys. Yep, 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line from the BetaBeat.com story about defense distributed Cody Wilson, the founder there. In the story here, where it's talking about this letter that was sent to him, threatening him, basically, in so many words, threatening him and telling him he should take these things down. the files. And he says that he believes he's immune from the Department of State's review procedures, as Defense Distributed is a nonprofit. Because we were wondering, how is this organized? Mm-hmm. Did he fill out some sort of governmental license in order to do firearms business or whatever? But he's a nonprofit, and he says that the blueprints are protected under the public domain. He says, I have immediately complied and taken down the files, but this is a much bigger deal than guns. This has implications for the freedom of the web. So it'll be interesting to see if you get, like, the Electronic Frontier Foundation or other groups like that stepping up to help him out.
I wonder if they will. I wonder if they will. Hopefully, I would really hope that, you know, groups like the ACLU and EFF would jump in. But I also kind of wonder if some of these people, they, you know, might just back away from the issue because it involves guns and, you know,
they're scary.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's much else to say on this particular issue, unless you guys have something else to throw in with the gun thing.
No, I think, you know, it's...
I think it's fascinating.
Yep. We'll continue to watch this. And, Mark, you talked about maybe getting this guy on. I think that might be worth pursuing. You had on during one of the breaks. You talked about maybe...
That was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about that.
Big guy to my right there.
But I mean, I do. I mean, he's
supposedly an anarcho...
Yeah, he describes himself as a free market capitalist. Free market capitalist. So, you know, an anarchist. Free market anarchist, I should say. And that's, you know, pretty much like an anarcho-capitalist. So... I think he's right in line with the views of this show.
There have been discussions online about getting him to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, of course, the Austin crew is wanting to keep him there. Yeah. So it will be interesting to see what he thinks about the Free State Project as well. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, here's some other news for you. According to Reuters, the officer in charge of the Air Force effort to curb sexual assault in the military was arrested over the weekend for allegedly grabbing a woman by the breasts and buttocks in a parking lot not far from the Pentagon, say officials. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Kruzinski, age 41, was arrested on Sunday and charged with sexual battery after the alleged incident in the Crystal City area of suburban Arlington, Virginia. Arlington County Police spokes bureaucrat said the woman fended off Kruzinski, who was under the influence of alcohol. When he attempted to grab her a second time, she was able to call the police, who arrived a short time later and detained him. He was initially held on a $5,000 bond. He had posted that and has been released, according to the spokesperson. He did confirm his name and arrest, but did not have his rank or title with the Air Force. The Air Force said that Kruzinski, whom it identified as a lieutenant colonel, had been removed from his job as the chief of the service's sexual assault prevention and response branch after his arrest. The branch is responsible for overseeing the Air Force's sexual assault prevention efforts. You know, it's stories like this that really have to give you a pause for these government guys. You know, their position is that they're there to protect you and that you can trust them. But in a lot of cases, you can't. In a lot of cases, the people put in these positions are the ones that violate these things. More coming up.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online and enjoy the features we have there. Go to news.freetalklive.com. When there's something important to announce, you'll know first if you're on the news list. Now go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us on email. You can do Twitter, Facebook. So, for instance, today I sent out an email to everybody on that list and posted it also on Facebook and Twitter, letting you know about how you can use our brand new Reddit implementation on our website. It's in beta right now, and you have to follow the instructions that are available on the news list or on our Facebook page, because it's already been sent out. So if you join the news list now, you won't get it because it's already been sent out. But you can always go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com and see the instructions there as to how you can test out our brand new beta feature on our website, which is Reddit integration, which I'm pretty excited about. So thanks to everybody who gives us some feedback. You can post on our BBS. There's a section in there about bug reports. So if you find something that's wrong, as it might be, it's a beta, and if you find something that's wrong, we'd appreciate you letting us know about it so we can fix it as soon as possible. But learn about these things first by being on our news list at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up.
If you've considered getting some kind of storable food for an emergency situation, I want you to go take a look at food.freetalklive.com. There, you will find the Legacy Premium brand, which we have coupled up with here, to bring you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, storable food for less than $1.50 a meal. It's incredible. Where can you get a meal for $1.50 currently? That's half, on average, half of what the competition costs, and even more than that than some of the major competition out there in the stored food industry. Go take a look. Look at the comparison chart we've got there at food.freetalklive.com. The Legacy Premium brand is singular in the world of stored food, in that it is the best in price, storability, and taste. Go take a look at food.freetalklive.com, and you will see, as I did, this very convincing chart, and maybe it'll convince you. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right. The story is from Reuters about Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Krasinski. He's 41. He's been arrested, charged with sexual battery, after he allegedly grabbed a woman in her breasts or on her breasts and buttocks in a parking lot. This is someone who is supposedly against sexual battery because he works in the Air Force in a division that is... Well, it's apparently it's their job to they're the anti-sexual assault unit. So this isn't the only story that sounds like this. I remember there was a story in Florida about some guy who was working in a relatively high up position in the DCYF organization or Department of Children and Families, whatever it's called down there in Florida, that was essentially a child molester. And there's no shortage of stories of police abusing people that are in their custody. There was a police chief in New Hampshire recently who was caught demanding a college girl strip down for photos in order to let her off of some criminal charges. And, of course, there's plenty of stories of police that try to get sexual favors from women that they pull over on the side of the road in order to let them out of ticketing, that sort of thing. So government likes to government people like to present themselves as your protectors and people you can trust and you can turn to in a time of distress. But in a lot of cases, you can't trust them. And the more cases there are like this, how can anybody be expected to look at a government agent and expect them to be on the up and up? I mean, it seems like the more cases you see like this, the less trustworthy these people are. And so why would you trust a government guy over the average guy walking down the street? I mean, it seems like the government positions might actually attract the people who are corruptible, the people who are seeking power over others. So they might even be less trustworthy than the average person walking down the street.
The average person walking down the street, I guess I sort of consider them to be the average person walking down the street.
The government people?
Yeah, generally.
The majority.
But positions of power attract the easily corruptible or already corrupt.
They attract people that are going to be a little better at hiding it. But the most overt, the most psychopathic, the most vicious people tend to be those that are, you know, in prisons and things like that, or, you know, shortly there out and after and stuff. And
well, those are the ones who've gotten caught.
The most mentally ill, the ones that can't fake it.
I see what you're saying. Let's go to Jill listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Jill.
Hello. Unfortunately, there is a culture of rape in the military. And yep. When women, you know, and some men are raped too, it's not just women.
Sure.
But when people go to complain, they get in trouble. They
it happens.
Are not, it's horrible. And even this guy who's in charge of the Air Force, Mark Welsh, he's claiming that 20% of the people that go in there, the women mostly, are already damaged goods. So, like, you know, why even protect them because of their... They're part of this wink-up culture. Instead of respecting them...
The what culture?
Wink-up. You know, like wink-up on like Facebook or something.
Nothing to me. Are they easy? Is that what he's claiming?
So they've already been raped or whatever. Uh-huh. So they're damaged goods. So they're not worth protecting at this point. And this is the commander of the whole Air Force who talks like this.
Yeah. There's some really disturbing numbers out there about and stories about people in the military, specifically women, being raped and sexually assaulted. Johnson, did you pull up some of that information?
Yeah, I've got some, actually. I was going to state a fact from what she was saying is that apparently Representative Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, who co-chairs the House Military Sexual Assault Prevention Caucus, noted that the Pentagon report states that 62% of those who reported sexual assaults felt they were later retaliated against, according to the Huffington Post reporter Molly O'Toole.
Right. So it's the whole culture. It comes from on high. It's really very sad.
Yeah, it's the good old boys protecting one another.
It's really, it's a difficult situation. First off, I would say that, you know, oftentimes the military appeals to people of a lower socioeconomic scale, that maybe they have to deal with sexual crimes on a more regular basis out there. So there's something to be said, but if you're going to hire and attract these people, you should still intend to protect them. That it shouldn't matter. And I would
right.
And I also, I don't even understand what rape culture means. It's a terminology that I don't get. I don't get it. I don't even understand what it could possibly mean.
Well, what does it mean to you, Jill?
It means that people who unfortunately are raped and go to complain, that they're retaliated against, just like you said.
Or ignored.
So it's part of a whole culture within the military.
Where it's acceptable, the idea of...
Yeah. And it's a dangerous situation on all sides. Certainly there are people that, erroneously, the lie and report rapes that didn't exist. But at the same time, you've got to treat these, how do you treat the accuser fairly, but still mete out justice on the guilty? And this is it's really, really difficult. And the military has been failing miserably for the last decade.
Jill, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's the basis of it. And, it comes from the torture. You know, part of it is the torture culture, that torture was not – no one was punished for torture in this country.
That's very interesting.
Thanks for the call, Jill. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Reuters reporting a total of 3,192 cases were reported in the fiscal year that ended September 30th, 2011, a 1% increase in reporting from the previous fiscal year, according to last year's report. Pentagon officials have said the actual number of sexual assaults, including those that go unreported, is much higher, possibly as many as 19,000 per year. The Air Force...
Actually, that estimate is old.
Okay.
So that estimate is actually, so I've got a little stat here that says, according to the Department of Defense annual report on sexual assault in the military for the 2012 fiscal year, an estimated 26,000 military personnel, most of them women, experienced sexual assault by colleagues, in stark contrast to the Pentagon's estimate of 19,000 the year before.
Wow, yeah.
That's a 37% increase.
That's tremendous. So the problem's not getting any better. 855.
You just have to report it. That's all you can do.
855, 453, or better yet, don't join the military.
Not bad advice.
That helps. You can take control here in the remaining moments, and then you won't have to kill any innocent people. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free. Do it at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have on the site. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get instructions on how to get a free bumper sticker. Although if you're at the Bitcoin conference, we'll have them there for you. But if you are going to, if you don't, are not going to the Bitcoin conference, you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll shove a bumper sticker in there and send it back to you. So go and get the details. And also you can get some flyers you can print out and web graphics for banners on your website. That kind of stuff. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
I read an article, or the headline in the first paragraph of an article today that said that apparently house prices have gone up 9% this quarter, or last quarter, I should say. Fascinating. Hmm. It looks like house sales are picking up, inventories at all-time, or not all-time lows, recent lows. If you need a mortgage, springtime, by the way, is the season where more houses are bought and sold. If you are buying a house, you're going to need a mortgage. If you're selling a house, you're likely to buy another one because you've got to live somewhere. So you're going to need a mortgage. If you need a mortgage, go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com because the Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, and his team of experts can help you find the right loan for you. Obviously, this can't be done in one telephone call. You need somebody who's going to be able to help you through the process. You need somebody who can give you a good straight answer when you're doing some price comparisons. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they're the ones that can help you. Give them a call. The number is 866-288-0088. The website, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. They can tell you the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive loan. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Earlier tonight, Mark, you were talking about some statistics about Americans and how many people identify with the idea of being fiscally conservative, yet also socially liberal. And some of the numbers you were giving us were showing that those numbers are going up, that more people these days are describing themselves or willing to be described in that manner, which is kind of a translation of libertarian, kind of. It is related.
It's a loose definition of libertarian.
I mean, these people may not understand the principles of liberty, but they're probably closer to getting it on some issues today than they might have been a decade ago. And, Johnson, you've got some sort of numbers that might tie into that.
Sure. I'm not sure how much I trust them. It seemed too good to be true, but this article by Adam Tregone of CNS News found it very interesting. He says, since I graduated from college in 2009, the economy has remained stagnant and the job market has remained weak, with no sign of improvement. Just last week, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics reported that the unemployment rate hit 7.5%. While the mainstream media and our leaders in Washington want you to believe that the economy is getting better, thanks to more spending, higher taxes, and more regulation, 6 million people have dropped out of the workforce since the recession began in 2008. Young Americans especially have it bad. About 45% of 18 to 34-year-olds are unemployed, according to a recent poll by Demos, a public policy firm. I still know of college classmates who have yet to find meaningful jobs and or are severely underemployed almost 4 years after graduation. However,
what does underemployed mean? Does that mean that you don't have full time when you would like full time?
I think that might be it, or maybe you're just not getting paid what you're worth
for your education level, that kind of thing.
However, a recent poll on young people's views of limited government, free markets, and economic liberty suggests some may be waking up to the conclusion that the government, over-regulation, and more spending will not turn our futures around. In a survey launched by Young America's Foundation, and I think that's supposed to say Young Americans Foundation, and conducted by the polling company Kellyanne Conway Incorporated, more than 60% of college-age students feel that government should not take an active role in their day-to-day lives. And half of all residents believe that the federal government is mostly hurting economic recovery. President Ronald Reagan said, entrepreneurs and their small businesses are responsible for almost all the economic growth in the United States.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And as the poll suggests, young people share this belief. 66% of the students polled had a positive opinion of entrepreneurship. 44% found free markets positive, and 42% believe the federal government is an opponent rather than a partner in the pursuit of the American dream.
Interesting.
It seems that every time we turn on the TV or visit our favorite news site, the media is telling us what issues should matter to us, such as gun control and abortion.
This is what we've been saying on this show for at least a half a decade.
What have we been saying?
Is that The libertarianism is the idea of the young, that this is being brought forward with this.
It's an old idea, though.
I'm not claiming that Free Talk Live actually uniquely creates ideas.
Right.
If anybody thinks that anybody's... ideas are rarely unique, friends.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live tends to have a better megaphone for ideas than those that actually create them.
So you're saying it's that people who are younger are more attracted to these ideas? Is that what you're saying?
That's this generation's, the thing they're bringing forth. This is their political philosophy.
All right.
So I guess the media is pushing issues like gun control and abortion. However, in YAF's study, neither of those two issues ranks as the top five in the respondents, who cited the economy, 21%, jobs, 16%, education, 16%, and the national debt, 14%. We went to college or received an advanced degree in hopes of bettering our situation and having a productive and fruitful life. Isn't that the goal of every generation? The poll seems to indicate that our leaders in Washington are keeping us from doing
that. I hate it when people call them leaders.
I know, and he just dropped into, and that's why I started a little bit, because for some reason he's suddenly dropped into saying we and our, and I hate that kind of collectivist speak, but, you know, not everybody knows.
The source of this is what?
This is an article by Adam Trigone of CNS News.
CNS. Okay, so that's a conservative news system or whatever it stands for.
Sure.
It's a very hard right, far right website.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when they report on polls and that kind of thing, and I can take a look at what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And generally they do. They're generally pretty good, but then when they editorialize during the stories often.
Yeah, and conservatives are not above talking collectivist. In fact, if you look at the videos I posted recently to freekeen.com, I did an interview with some what might arguably be called conservative types. I was out in front of a town hall where there were
Those videos were very good. Both your videos talking to the liberal types and the conservative types.
Yep. I also talked to a cop and another dude as well, and I've gotten a lot of accolades for the cop interview.
That's the only one I haven't seen.
it's interesting. He's a real honest cop who really does listen to the questions I'm asking him, which are pretty root-striking kind of questions, mm-hmm. and gives his best answers that he possibly can. And he really, you know, plays it straight. So I recommend checking those out at freekeen.com. But the one with the conservatives, I actually get into their use of collectivist terms, and they just don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, they have no idea. And I, you know, I was a little bewildered because I remember growing up with a dad who was a Republican, and he would, you know, tell me about individualism. And so I tried to bring that up to these guys and, you know, point out, well, you know, don't you guys believe in individualism? Oh, yeah, blah. But they didn't even understand collectivism. It was like a, it was like a foreign word to them. It was very interesting. So it doesn't surprise me at all that conservatives are constantly collectivizing and calling the people in D.C. their leaders, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking to be led by some military great, someone they can look up to, someone who's got a body count that they can point to.
Sure. So I don't know how many. I don't know about the rest of this article, but there's some stuff. You know, he quotes Milton Friedman. He says governments never learn; only people learn. It seems like my generation is doing just that. And he has some quotes from, or some talk about what President Reagan did and things of that nature.
Yeah, President Reagan, who increased the size of government by something like, I think Harry Brown said, 69%.
Yeah, 60-something percent.
Over the 8 years he was in office.
He didn't necessarily do it, but it was done under his purview, and he didn't veto everything.
He signed the bills, didn't he?
Yeah.
So therefore he was
complicit. Yeah, but you said he did it, as though
he and the other 535 people.
Reagan's got some great quotes.
No doubt.
I think that's the best thing to say. He's certainly encapsulated some of the ideas of liberty in some great quotes.
Yeah, you could probably find some slave masters on the plantation that had some good quotes here and there.
I'm horrible. Whenever I think of Reagan quotes, I always think of things like, what? Where am I?
Poor guy.
But then they also enslaved people. So good for him for having good quotes, but bad for him for helping enslave more people.
Yeah.
Shame on him.
So the article cites, you know,
on anybody who's not intellectually honest enough to look at that.
This article cites, of course, the Economic Recovery Tax Act, which made 20 million jobs were created, inflation plummeted, and net worth of families earning between $20,000 and $50,000 increased by nearly 30%. I don't know exactly what the details of the Economic Recovery Tax Act.
But the good news is more people are coming on board with liberty-oriented ideas.
Yep.
I'm sure Ron Paul has been a factor in that, simply because he's really, I think, one of the main proponents who's gotten attention in the mainstream media, and certainly he's a huge hit when he goes on college speaking engagements. There's a huge amount of young people that come out to see Ron Paul, which is always amazing to watch. And, you know, this Free State Project is also attracting a lot of those folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.